Hello and welcome back to another episode of Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, and today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Path to Product. Path to Product helps aspiring product managers gain the product management experience that they need to land their first product management role. If you're looking to get into product management, click the link in the show notes and get started at pathtoproduct.io. Hello and welcome into another episode of Lessons in Product Management. I'm your host, John Fontenot, and today with me, I have Eva Beasley, who's a product manager at UiPath and also part of the Women in Product Group Leader. So Eva, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you too. So Eva, I know I gave a brief introduction, but what else should the listeners know about you?
So I've been in the world of IT for almost 20 years, but I've always been in support positions, always with application support or technical support. I was an Oracle DBA for a very small stint before cloud databases even existed. And then I finally was able to pivot into product about a year ago. And like you had stated, I am now a product manager at UiPath. So really happy with where my career trajectory has taken me.
Awesome. So would you mind just giving a brief background on what UiPath is and what you do for them in product?
Yeah, sure. UiPath deals with RPA technology. And before I started at UiPath, I did not know what RPA technology is, but it's basically robotic process automation. And it takes basically APIs along with these robot technologies and takes care of mundane tasks in the workplace. So say, you know, if you're in a call center and you're logging a support ticket, these robots can bring up the different systems and interact basically with the mouse clicks and keyboard functions that you wouldn't have to normally do to create these support cases. And what I do is I work in the integration space. So I basically work more of a platform PM where I'm assisting bringing these integration services together with UiPath as far as other platforms that you would want to integrate with the product.
Sounds like a super fun role.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I love it.
That's awesome. So before the recording, we were talking about kind of your journey into product management. And I know a lot of the listeners on the podcast are on their own journey into product management. And I'd love to just get the brief synopsis of what got you interested and kind of how you got in.
I think what started was in around 2018, 2019, that range, I had started an employee resource group at a former employer for women in technology. And I was going through all these steps as far as getting buy-in, creating charters, things like that, interviewing female colleagues to see what they would want as far as what an ERG is concerned, because this is kind of before they really grew in popularity. And I realized after the fact, obviously, that that ERG was basically my product. And being that I was in a technical support engineer role, I had spoken to my manager many a times just about possible career paths in the future. And he had actually mentioned, you know, you'd be a really good product manager because you're a SME of products, you talk to customers, and things like that. And that kind of like lit my fire and is when I started looking. But I definitely want to tell people not to give up, because it personally took me 29 months to land a product manager role. And we can obviously get into that as well. But definitely don't give up.
Yeah, that's great advice. And kind of double clicking on what you said about like the journey to get there and the time it took. I guess in reflecting back on, you know, the year plus ago that you made that transition, what do you think made some of the key differences in being able to kind of get over the hump of what those first 29 months brought?
Well, I think first understanding the different descriptions and the different roles and the different language that companies associate product managers with within their organization. There's project managers, there's program managers, there's product owners, there's product managers, and there's so much data and information about all these roles. And I think really understanding what each one of these items is and what the role really entails to is key, because you might see a technical product manager position, but really it's a product owner in disguise. Or you may see a product manager position and it's really a project or program manager in disguise. You just really need to learn how to read between the lines and understand what you really want and what your strengths are. Because there's so many different aspects into being a PM. So you might actually prefer one of the other roles. You just kind of have to see what you think your strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah, I totally relate to that. when I look at job descriptions, you can tell what the product culture is at the company based on how they talk about product roles and what they expect you to do and what they emphasize in the product description. So that's mm-hmm. advice I usually give too, is not all the time does the JD represent what the role is, but most of the time it gives you a pretty good window into the organization.
100%. Yep.
Cool. So Eva, we were also talking on Twitter and then again before the recording about ego. And I initially wanted to talk about like leading up in an organization as a product manager, since we don't have authority, but we have influence as PMs. And maybe we can get to that. But I think one of the things that struck me as interesting in your take on ego and product management was how ego can be a blocker to us being able to effectively lead up. And again, we might be able to get into that part of the conversation, but I would like to just go through kind of your experience as you were journeying into product. And now that you've been in it for a little while, what are some of the experiences that you've been in working with product managers or interfacing with them in different aspects of the career journey? And I guess, what are some of the anti-patterns that you've seen in terms of product manager behavior?
Sure. And I don't want to say that, you know, this is a, my summary of every single product manager I've met in my past, because I've met extremely amazing people, but I have seen some negative behaviors that I really wanted to call out, because I think it's important, especially being a woman in technology. So a few years ago, when I realized I really wanted to be a product manager, I was someone that would email that department or email the product person on the product that I was a SME on and say, hey, how can I help? Or what can I shadow you doing? Or where can I kind of put myself to learn more about your day to day? And I would personally think that to be a very positive and ambitious thing, but I think some of the product managers that saw that email or saw that communication kind of took it to their advantage. So I ended up being the one that conducted their discovery sessions, or I ended up being seen as kind of lower than they were on the proverbial totem pole, being told that, you know, product is this quote unquote club that some people just can't be a part of, possibly other things. I've had people tell me at times that I was quote unquote too Philadelphian. Now, I am originally from Philadelphia. Some people might not know what that means, but we kind of have a bit of a tough skin. But I think it's important, right? I mean, I think you have to be able to, if you're feeling strongly about your opinion, be able to present it confidently, but with data and with facts, not with, you know, just explicitives or, you know, colorful metaphors or things like that, which I never was. I was always, you know, utmost respectful. But yeah, I think just some of the behaviors that I saw where product was like, oh, well, you know, she wants to be one of us. Why don't we just have her do our work for us and have her conduct these discovery sessions and ask customers why they're not going from on-prem to cloud and what they don't like about the product and things like that, which at the time I felt so blessed to be doing that. But then I realized pretty quickly on that it wasn't getting me anywhere, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. And I've had three product leaders from the East Coast, so I totally get it. And I've learned how to be very direct and have to kind of pull back now that I'm kind of in the Midwest of my company. But no, I think that's a good call out, right? There's two sides that I heard where product teams, and I've heard this expressed to me too, of oh, like, hey, thanks for talking to me. Like, most people don't talk to me. And it's like, what do you mean? And like, well, we always see product as like on this pedestal, like unapproachable, or, you know, can't talk to them. And I'm like, you know, I felt that too before getting into product, of like, oh, it's, they're, yeah, on a pedestal, and like, we don't want to waste their time, and they don't want to have their time wasted. But I think we've both seen good product managers who aren't like that. And I think to be a good product manager, like, it's not just around the product and the process. Like, when we talk about people and empathy and like caring and really like understanding our customers, that's not just the people that we sell products to. Like, I would say that's people in our company, prospective candidates who are looking to come into our company, people in other departments. And I feel like that gets often neglected, where all of our empathy is reserved for user interviews and not for the people we work with in our day to day, which I agree can be quite unfortunate.
100%. Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, just some of the comments that I received about, you know, this isn't a role that you'd ever be able to do, or, you know, you would never be able to pivot, are definitely kind of negative connotations. But I do want to say, I have met, and I'm not going to state his name because I didn't speak to him before this, but I have had a product manager at a former employer that really mentored and coached me before I became a PM. And he used to give me like little assignments and say, okay, tell me everything you can about, you know, this technology and how you would present it to leadership and things like that. And that really made me think, because in support, you're constantly thinking, okay, like, how do I fix this? What do I do to just, you know, get things to work? What's broken? But with like product, you're kind of looking at it the opposite way, right? You're not there to fix something. You're really there to kind of say, okay, why is this a problem? And how can, you know, engineering and design, everybody come together to make this a little bit less painful? So I think those exercises that I was given were really gold, to be honest. So,
yeah. It's really important to have good mentors at every level of your product career, both pre-career and once you're in it and trying to grow through it. So I think that that's definitely one actionable takeaway, is if there's somebody listening who's trying to get into product management and you're not getting responses from people that you're reaching out to, keep reaching out to people, because there's good people out there who want to help. There's a lot of good on-demand resources and books, but there are people who one-to-one want to help people. So you'll find them. Just keep looking.
100%. But I think there is definitely a right way and a wrong way to contact someone when you want the help. I have seen LinkedIn messages that say, hey, is your company hiring? I'm a, you know, aspiring X, Y, or Z, or, hey, you know, let's talk about, you know, what I want to do. You know, I think instead of like jumping into the end goal, I think you definitely have to make that like rapport and just kind of just have what I say, virtual coffee chats. I will have a virtual coffee chat with anyone, and I love them because there's no agenda. And then you kind of get to know the person, then you can kind of, you know, help each other. It's kind of a two-way street. So yeah, I definitely recommend virtual coffee chats instead of just, you know, saying exactly what you want when you want it in like your very first, you know, conversation starter, if that helps.
No, absolutely. I've had people reach out to me and say, hey, I just applied at your company. Can you put in a referral? Like, I have no idea who you are. I can't refer someone I don't know. And so I think it's golden advice to build relationships. You're not walking up to people on the street asking them to marry you, right? If you're single, and shouldn't do that in your professional career either.
100%. Yeah. I think at the end of the day, we're all human. The world is kind of crazy right now, and that's all I'll say about it. So let's just kind of support each other and be there for each other. And don't let someone who is, you know, maybe has this attitude against you say that you are doing something incorrectly. If you want to get an MBA or a certification, or like what I'm doing, going for my master's degree, which is probably kind of crazy at my age, but I just feel like you do you. Don't let other people dictate your future or dictate what you should or shouldn't be doing. I feel like being unique is like how we all can bring to the table a different way to solve problems.
I completely agree. And, you know, the season that I'm working on right now for the podcast is all around on leading up, right? And so I do want to kind of touch on that a little bit, where, you know, the more allies you have inside of a company, the more likely you are to make change. And when you alienate people or push people away by saying like, well, I'm a product person, I'm not going to talk to you, or I only talk to you when I need something from you, you're less likely to build those champions for what you're trying to accomplish. And you need people in the organization to make successful products actually get to market and be successful. And so I would say, like, one of the big takeaways as well from this conversation is you limit your own ability to build the relationships you need to be able to lead up and lead out if you're acting that way as a product person and kind of keeping people at arm's length and trying to, you know, put on this air of infallibility, which I think is what a lot of perception is created when there is poor culture or negative behaviors presented by product people.
Yeah. And like you had mentioned earlier, product managers don't have authority unless they're in a leadership position with direct reports. I mean, we work on a team. I mean, we're constantly working with design and engineering and sales and customer success and legal and marketing and everyone else and in between that I forgot, my apologies. But, you know, we're just kind of doing this dance with other team members. We're all equals. No one is above or below someone. And I think when I see that behavior, it kind of makes me cringe a bit. And like I said, it's not all PMs I've seen, you know, show that behavior. It's been several. And, you know, it's just not the best way to move forward in your career or, you know, move forward with the team. So.
Agreed. Well, Eva, I appreciate the conversation. This has been enlightening for me, thought-provoking, and as I think and reflect on kind of my own interactions with people, whether intentional or accidental, helping me understand that I need to do better in my relationship building and making sure that I'm not even building a perception of ego, which could be just as bad as actually having ego. So I appreciate the thought-provoking conversation.
I appreciate being able to have a voice, and thank you so much for having me and chatting with me this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, make sure you like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube channel. If you're watching on or if you're listening on the podcast, make sure that you rate and review and subscribe or follow if you haven't already. And thanks for joining me this week, and we'll see you next week for another lesson in product management.